This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Today, a jury started deliberation in the case of a former fire captain accused of sexually assaulting five women. According to the charges, two of the victims were minors and two were under his supervision as the hygiene fire captain. The defense says Cameron Barnaby was a womanizer and used women for sex, but that it was consensual. The case went to the jury a little after four this afternoon. The man who started a fire that caused extensive damage to the Colorado Supreme Court building was sentenced to 8 years in prison last week. Brandon Olson broke into the Ralph L. Carr building in Denver last January and stole keys from a security guard at gunpoint. He started the fire on the seventh floor and fired his gun several times through the building's windows before surrendering to authorities. It took 10 months of mitigation, repairs, and cleaning before the building could reopen. One person involved in a car accident with a Grand Junction High School wrestling team has died. 18-year-old Julio Vasquez Gonzalez was a passenger in the SUV that struck the team bus 2 weeks ago. 16 people suffered various injuries in both vehicles from the crash, according to Lakewood Police. The driver of the SUV was 22-year-old Andrew Logan Miller. He was arrested and charged with multiple counts of reckless driving, child abuse, and speeding more than 40 miles per hour above the limit. He could now face additional charges, including vehicular homicide. MSU Denver's women's volleyball team has won the national championship. It's the first time in program history in D2 women's volleyball. This is CPR News.